It's August 8th, 2017. I'm Ryan Cortez. This is Full Screen Ahead. Full Screen Ahead is a show about Apple-related technology and how it affects everyday people going forward. Apple announced a back-to-school promotion this week. On top of the year-round education pricing discount, Apple's doing a promotion where they'll throw in a pair of Beats headphones with the purchase of an eligible Mac or an iPad Pro. This is similar to the promotions that they've had years past. The thing I find interesting about this is the inclusion of the iPad Pro. Now, I don't think that this is the year that the iPad Pro will become popular, because iOS 11 is not out. The everyday person does not know of the productivity gains that will be in iOS 11. It feels like we'll have a significant jump in the number of iPad sales next year, whenever, you know, the public starts to realize that the iPad is a little more productive. Playing with iOS 11, it really is a different feel. Having a dock at the bottom of the screen to switch between apps and being able to drag content either into that dock or into just different sections of the app that you're currently working in is a really big deal. But the market, the everyday person, does not know about this. And it's good to recognize that as Apple geeks, Apple followers. It might take a year or two for people to even be aware that these features exist. But anyway, if you're a college student and you're going into school soon, good luck to you and get out there and take advantage of this promotion. So I was thinking in the shower this morning that now is the perfect time for Apple to introduce the USB-C cable to the iPhone. Supposedly at the September event, there will be two iPhones, the 7S and the iPhone 8 or iPhone Pro. I guess what I'm saying in detail is the 7S should have a Lightning connector, and then the iPhone 8 should have a USB-C connector. The biggest pain to switching cables is the cost to replace all the cables that you have gotten over the years. If one of the goals of making a higher-end iPhone is to use higher-end components, then that would mean that the iPhone would only be able to sell at lower quantities with those higher-end components. Like, it's not physically possible for Apple to ship as many as they do of the 7 or the 7S. I feel like adding USB-C to the iPhone will play out similar to how USB-C was added onto the Mac. You notice that USB-C is not on the lower-end MacBook Air. The iPhone Pro is made for people that have a higher income or can afford this particular phone at this particular time. This type of consumer is okay with spending extra money for extra features. My guess is that this type of consumer is gonna feel less pain when switching cables than the mass population. In terms of PR, everybody would see that Apple is headed the direction of USB-C, news would come out, blah, blah, blah. And then the next iPhone next year, people already know it's gonna have USB-C. So then it's not a huge story. It would be nice in terms of elegance that everything just have all the same cable in terms of your Mac, your iPhone. It would be great to have things like data transfer move very quickly between USB-C devices. It's a great hunch, but I think it is very likely that the iPhone Pro will still have a Lightning connector. But it is interesting to think about. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking time to listen to any of my ramblings. If you wanted to see some other content from me, I do have a YouTube channel at Full Screen Ahead. There's a link inside of my anchor station if you'd like to join that. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys and gals tomorrow.